David, you've played here many times before. How different has it been being the alternate?
Well, I think very much is different. The conditions are different. Today, I think we began playing very good level, without mistakes in myself, first and in the second set. The first games, maybe I was a little bit stunned and it was not easy, but anyway, Kay, he's playing very good, he's playing with very confidence with his game, and in the third set I was a little bit tired and he was better finally, the key, he was better.
David, you've spent a lot of time on court against Kay recently. You've had some great matches with him. How impressed are you with his play, and what particularly do you think are his weapons?
About Kay, well, he improved his serve and of course his fitness. I think the key this year, Kay, was his fitness. He's playing with a very good level. A long time.
Yep. David, how long did you have to prepare for play? Yeah.
Well, the last week I was on holidays. I came here Sunday, so I practiced for this.
But as in, when did you find out you were going to be?
Sorry.
When did you find out you were actually going to be playing competitively today?
It was okay. I practiced this 4 days. My condition it was perfect for play today against Kay, and nothing else. No, anyway, Kay was better.
David, you pulled out of the Indian Champions League with a back injury. I was just wondering, by taking to the court today, was that a risk for you at all with your back?
Yeah, sure. Well, anyway, I would like rest because I had some problems this year in my back, and I came back home.
David, there were all matches on two sets, and everyone was saying, well, if Ferrer was around, at least we would see a three set, which it happened. How did you feel about it when you won the first, and you were, and do you have a cough or a sore throat? You're talking with a voice
no.
Which doesn't sound great.
No, I'm okay. I was great. Nothing else. I was only focused with my match. When I won the first set, I tried to be focused, but of course I cannot play the first set similar like the other two.
David, I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about your decision to change coaches and how things are going with your new coach.
It's difficult to explain to you in English. Well, I think this year, after US Open, I stopped with Jose Altuve because my personal relation with him, it was perfect, but professional, I think we have different things about tennis. And just for that, I changed, no? Paco Fogues is my new coach, and I have a lot of confidence with him. He's a good friend, and I practice a lot of years with him. And the last year, when I finished the 21 of December with Javier Piles, my first option it was Paco Fogues, but Paco Fogues, he was practicing with Daniel Gimeno. And I have no option to practice with him, and now I am happy because, well, I think he's my the best coach if I can have.
David, did you ever consider not coming here as an alternate? You know, a player like Dimitrov said he didn't want to come here and, you know, be waiting around. Did you ever feel like that?
Well, I cannot talk about the other players. I was one out for play idea, and it was a good idea, no? Because I can play one match in the in London here, so it was good. Anyway, it was perfect if I win the match, but it's not easy, no? Here they are the best players of the world.
David, this morning an interview was released between El Puente de Break and Oscar Hernandez, some of the UK's 1974. In the interview, he said with 100% certain that mass fixing occurs in both Challenger and PSA events, and he labelled 83 as dirty. Do you think any way has to
okay, me cuesta decir, es que no entiendo.
Can you repeat it one more time,
Yeah. Basically, in an interview, Oscar Hernandez Perez, a former top 50 player, says that he's 100% sure that mass fixing occurs in Challenger and PGA events, and he labelled 83 as dirty.
Whoa.
And he also called 83 dirty. Do you think he has any legitimate reason saying that? And what do you think is the best way to tackle this problem?
I don't know. I don't know. I am not playing futures. The truth, if I don't know, I can't talk nothing about that because I don't know. What? Well, of course, it's normal. It's not a good point, and it's bad for the tennis. But I don't have, I don't know if Hernandez he knows that. It's he has to consider denunciar. Denunciar. Denounce that thing. So.
David, how confident you are that you can come back to O2 this time next year to play the finals?
Well, I don't know. Now I would like to rest. I would like to be in home 1 week on holidays and to prepare my next year, no, in Australia. Of course, my goal is to be here again, to be with the best players of the world, but we have to go step by step.
Yeah. David, Kei Nishikori now has 21-2 record in the final set. He more than 90% he win in the final set, including the poor match against you this season. Yeah. Can you talk about how he always come back in the final set? How, why he's so good at it?
Well, I said before, I think Kei he improved a lot his game. He's a very good player and he has a very good future. I think he will be a lot of years in a top 10, sure, depends of his injuries, but he has everything for to be there with the top 5 now.
Last English question.
Did you consider not playing here at all because of your back problem?
Sorry.